My name is Montre McKenzie. I am the CEO, executive director for the Investors Academy.
Can you tell me a little bit about the Academy?
Yes, we are a small community organization that's located in the southwest of Atlanta, Georgia. We're a veterans, organization where we provide transitional support of permanent housing, wraparound services. We have a community resource center where we have a food pantry on site. So we provide food, we provide jobs for them. They work at our food pantry warehouse. So we provide paid training for unemployed veterans as well. And we're just a resource hub for that population and other populations as well.
What has your journey been to get here?
I've started since 2017, and it has been a journey, just building the organization from the ground up. And then, with pandemic hitting, so I had to go through all of that. It kind of slowed things down. But to get to where I'm at has been a journey, just. My organization has been self-funded for a long time. I just now, been eligible for government and federal funding, So that's been a blessing. That's been helping out a lot with rolling out the vision and the mission. But the journey, building something from a ground up, and the way my vision is, I want to be real big in this thing where it could turn into a foundation and help other veteran-owned organizations.
Yeah, I've talked to veterans and they speak a lot about the challenges they face transitioning back to civilian life. How important is it to have a support system there?
Oh, it's very important, because a lot of veterans come through my program. They need that support. A lot of my organization is based out of Atlanta, Georgia, and it's a lot of homeless veterans that's missing a big part of, something that has a lot of barriers, So it definitely plays a big factor, the services we provide.
Do you see people's confidence rise as they go through the program?
Oh yes, absolutely. Yeah, because I mean, giving jobs, that's a big thing, and paying pretty good money is a great thing as well, where they can sustain, we deal with veterans that may come from Salvation Army, so it's a great blessing to them to be able to come from a shelter to a supportive permanent housing program, since they working now, through our work training program, paid work training program.
How does it feel for you when you see people succeed?
It makes me proud because I like giving people second chances, because God gave me a second chance, probably more than once, but I was given a second chance, so I like giving people second chances. It makes me feel good that we are a pillar in the community, and that we could actually, this is something that it's a legacy that I'm keeping up. My like as I when I was younger, I was kind of doing a lot of community outreach with my grandmother. At the time, I didn't understand it, but now I understand it, and it's something that's done from the heart,
I like what you said, you with second chances. Like, how does it feel to give people a second chance?
It feels good. It feels good. I mean, God blessed me to bless others, so it feels good when people say, "Hey, you're," because I do a lot of community outreach events, at least about two or three a quarter, where we give out clothes, shoes, basic essentials, like really great items, and due to the fact that they could come and get the ones that have houses or live where they could cook, it's a blessing where they could be able to come to our community resource center and get free food. So it's when I get the feedback, it definitely makes me feel good.
What has the feedback been?
Well, the feedback is basically them showing gratitude on how they appreciate our organization. They're glad that we're in the community, and just like they're just showing their gratitude and just appreciating that. Thank you so much. We need you. We needed someone like you, et cetera, et cetera.
What are some of the things you've learned from the veterans you've helped?
Some of the things I've learned. Some of the things I've learned. Some of the things I've learned is they could be very appreciative. They could be very, very appreciative. So, of course you're gonna deal with different personalities, but and a lot of them educate me on their background and what they did in the military. My father is a veteran, so that kind of inspired me to service that community. I mean, service that population. So yeah, like just educate me on what they did in the military and how they helped the country and stuff like that.
So, where do you want to see your organization in the next 3 to 5 years?
3 to 5 years, I want to see it really, really big. I want it to expand to different states. I want to be able to help a lot of veterans. To f 5 years, I see my organization really, really huge because I offer a lot of programs that's needed around the world. And I am going to expand. We are in the process of expanding to Florida. I'm currently in Arizona right now, but Atlanta is my headquarters because this is where I started off at. But I do want to expand. That's where I see myself in a next 5 years.
How can people reach out and learn more?
Well, they can reach out through my website, which is www.theinvestorsacademyyouth.org. And the academy has a Y and the youth has a Y. To reach out to me directly, it's Montre, Montra, at investorsacademy.com. youth.com. Now my email address has .com, but my website is www.theinvestorsacademy.org.